Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out soon. If you have already done that, I know you're going to want to go back because we work really hard to make sure that you can find stuff there that'll help you. If you just spend a little time there, read a few things that some people have said about maybe about some project you're working on right now. You're trying to improve your marketing or your branding or your advertising or your human resources. You're trying to hire or fire somebody, and or you're buying or selling. You're not profitable. And you want to be. You want to create more sales. You want to be more of a more effective manager. Whatever it might be. You'll find something on my website, either an article or an interview that we've done with somebody in the past. The archives go back now just about 7 years, back to 99. We started collecting those archives way back to 99. And so it's just a library of information, both narrative and audio, that I want you to check out and when you can. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, too, because that comes on Sunday by email. And then we also have our blog. I hope you'll check that out as well at smallbusinessadvocate.com. My new book, by the way, is up there. My new book's on the website, 3 Minutes to Success. Check that out when you get a chance. I know that some of you have already found it and you've already been buying it, and I appreciate that very much. Okay. Review of what I've already done this week so far in my predictions. I predicted the economy would grow at over 4% this year. I predicted that unemployment would be below 5% by the end of the year. I predicted the Fed would not raise interest rates, the Fed funds rate, beyond 5%. I predicted that China would improve its standing in the global marketplace. Russia would not, and that prediction is already coming true. U.S. troops would be below 100,000 by the end of 2006. That's what I predicted. Also, I predicted Saddam Hussein would be found guilty. I predicted that Al-Qaeda would attempt to destabilize Saudi Arabia instead of attacking us in the conventional way. They'll try to destabilize the West economically by trying to undermine the events in Saudi Arabia. And I predicted that Republicans would maintain a majority in Congress after the 06 election. I didn't say they'd win any new seats. I just said that they would maintain their majority. All right, here are the last four predictions of the 12 that I made this year. At least one U.S. car manufacturer will file for protection in Chapter 11 bankruptcy. And I'm predicting that it will probably be General Motors. Now, this is not only a tough thing to hear, it's a tough thing to talk about. One of the great industries of America, one of the great success stories, one of the industries that helped to make the United States what it is, the industry that along with construction probably did more to help to strengthen and to build the economy and to make Americans who we are, to give us the mobility, to give us the freedom to create what so much of what we call Americana, is the automobile industry. The American automobile industry. You know, I've forgotten the number, but in 1920 or something like that, there were like, 100 car manufacturers. I used to know the number, but I've reported that on the show before. I don't remember, but it was an incredible number. Now there are two, if you think about it. I mean, Chrysler is still an American manufacturer, but it's owned by Mercedes-Benz, by Daimler-Benz. But we're still going to call it one of the American companies, Chrysler, Ford, General Motors. And, of course, inside of each one of those are different brands, General Motors having the largest amount. But all those things that those companies did, and this is a lesson for all of us, folks, especially for our small businesses. All of the things that those companies did to when they as they dealt with their workers, as they dealt with the unions, I should say, the UAW primarily, in the 20th century, when things were going so well, when they could make money and they could create a whole new look for their car just about every year. Back in the 50s and 60s, almost every year there was a whole new redesign of the cars, the way they looked. And as they could do all of that, they had plenty of money. And they shared it with their people. And the unions made sure that they did. But some of those commitments are still having to be made. And the companies are finding themselves now in a place where they can't continue to honor those commitments. Things have changed. And not for the better for these companies, for these three companies. You don't hear so much about Chrysler, but you do hear, if you pay attention to the news, you do hear more and more about Ford and GM. Both of their bonds, their corporate bonds, have been essentially reduced to being rated as junk bonds, and they're in the B status. They're like four different levels, I think, of in the A level, and now they're both in the B status, which is basically junk bond stuff. Meaning it's not worth a lot. And even though, I don't know about Ford, but GM's got a lot of cash, something that you've also heard me report about on this show before is that for every car that they sell, that GM sells, every car they sell, $1,553 or something like that, of every car goes just to cover the health care coverage that they made, of the commitments that they've made to their employees and their retirees. And I saw a number the other day that indicated that the retirees outnumbered current employees something like 8 to 1. Is 8 or 9 to 1? It was an astounding number that General Motors is having to pay for these commitments, these 20th century commitments that they made. And that can't last for long. I have a few more things to say about this when we come back. And then the final three predictions, as we wrap up my predictions for this year, is 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're talking about my predictions. I am talking about my predictions that I made this year, and I was hoping to get through the other four today. I may not, because I've still got a few things I want to say about this automobile industry issue. I predicted that at least one of the automobile companies, the American companies, would be in bankruptcy, Chapter 11 bankruptcy, by the end of the year, and I'm predicting that's probably going to be GM. Now, when I say Chapter 11, if you're not familiar with that, that doesn't mean they're going to shut down. But they are going to have to file for protection, and from creditors. If they seek bankruptcy, the first thing they'll do is go into Chapter 11, which is to protect them from creditors. But in the case of a company like GM, as was the case of Delphi, the parts company spun off a few years ago, which took bankruptcy in 2005, Chapter 11 bankruptcy in 2005. Delphi was a canary for the rest of the car manufacturer of car industry, U.S. automobile industry. Delphi was a canary. It flopped over first in the bad air that they find themselves in, because they had similar commitments. Actually almost identical commitments to their workers and their retirees that they've been accumulating for the last 40 or 50 years, 50 or 60 years actually, probably. And so as Delphi goes, as Delphi has gone, so will go Ford and GM. And one of the reasons is because of the commitments that they made to their employees. They're not going to be able to sustain those commitments. It's not pretty. It's ugly. Some people will say it's evil. Some people will say, yeah, Blasting Game, you're calling them commitments, but it doesn't sound like commitments. Well, you know what? I understand how people would feel about that, especially if you're on the receiving end of those commitments and all of a sudden you don't get those commitments. You're not getting that. Somehow you're not getting that retirement check, or your health care has been diminished significantly. Your health care coverage is being diminished significantly, or you're being asked to pay more of your own coverage. Well, these companies are going to have to go in that direction because of the competitive nature of the global economy. Now, you might say, well, you know, it's globalization. That's what's wrong with all this. But here's the thing. Look around you and look at the options that you have today. And let's just use the automobile industry. Look at the options that you have today and the pricing that you have today, the different model options and the pricing options you have today in the automobile industry. Look at the American, the number of Americans who are making cars in America today, earning a good living, making a good wage, but they're not working for Ford or GM or Chrysler. They're working for Mazda. They're working for Hyundai. They're working for Mercedes-Benz. They're working for Nissan and Toyota and Honda, et cetera, et cetera. Those are American workers making automobiles in America, but they're employed based on a compensation package that can be competitive in the 21st century, which, by the way, I'll remind you, is the one we live in. All this stuff that's going on with GM and Ford and eventually and perhaps Chrysler is because of the 20th century baggage. The 20th century employment baggage, basically, the commitments that they made in those days. And were they paid more than they should have been paid in the 20th century? Were they given more benefits? Were their commitments made in the 20th century that shouldn't have been made? Yes. The answer is yes. But things were great in those days, but now reality has set in. And those companies are not going to make it as currently structured. But back to the Chapter 11 thing. In Chapter 11, though, that doesn't mean they won't continue to make automobiles. Doesn't mean they won't continue to service the cars that you have. It doesn't necessarily mean that the cars that you buy will have less value. It just means that that's where they're going to have to go to get reorganized, literally reorganized, for the 21st century. It will take that kind of a dramatic and maybe even some would say desperate move into Chapter 11 to get reorganized, because they won't be able to do it on their own. It'll have to be something like that. And so my prediction about a car company, a U.S. automobile company, going into bankruptcy this year, if it doesn't happen this year, I may miss this prediction. But if I do, it'll only be a matter of timing, not a matter of fact. It will happen. It'll just be a matter of time. And whichever one happens first, GM or Ford, the other one will follow soon after that. And that's a lesson for you and me, small business owners, as we compensate our employees, as we think about how we're growing our businesses in the future. Let's make sure that we realize the world is changing, and we have to stay competitive, no question about it. Quick break. I'll do these other three tomorrow. I've got a few more things I want to talk about along those lines. It's 29 after. We'll be right back with Gene Greisman. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.